Welcome to I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. And how can we forget a dog that said sausages? Yeah, thanks. And of course, Cyril Fletcher in a leather armchair with an odd ode and a selection of strange-shaped vegetables. Well, dear old Cyril, who went to my school in North Finchley, by the way, would be struggling now, as a report in The Guardian revealed this week that up to 40% of every crop of fruit or vegetables harvested in the UK is wasted, simply because it's ugly. Rejected produce, which doesn't meet strict specifications on size, shape and colour, is either used as animal feed or simply ploughed back into the ground, despite the fact it's perfectly edible. To add to that, the average household already throws away more than 5 kilograms of food a week, costing an approximate yearly bill of £680. Retailers claim to be responding to consumer demands for high-quality food by imposing rigid standards that lead to crops being wasted. Evidence does, though, point to the fact that attitudes may be changing, with some supermarkets now marketing odd-shaped vegetables and fruit. Now, that could be an opportunity. Always fancied sitting in that big leather armchair. Younger listeners who may be confused by that opening item may wish to look up That's Life on YouTube to enhance their understanding. Now, staying with sustainability, and scientists have revealed that by the end of the century, we could see the Arctic free of sea ice during the summer months. An indicator of climate change, the amount of sea ice in the Arctic has decreased by 40% since 1980, leading researchers to make their stark forecast. Reductions in sea ice also directly relate to extreme weather events in Europe. Extreme weather is one thing, but environmental health staff in Basildon had their own problems this week when they found more than they bargained for at a routine inspection. Instead of the noisy dog they'd gone to investigate, they came across 3 poisonous copperhead snakes. The reptiles need a licence under the Dangerous Wild Animals Act, just one of the pieces of legislation enforced by environmental health. With that in mind, I hope that people living in Wolverhampton are good at spotting snakes after the local authority announced plans to cut 1,000 jobs, including environmental health practitioners. Now, I knew I was going to regret that. And an alarming 10% of pork sausages on sale could contain the hepatitis E virus, according to a recent study. The virus, which normally gives rise to minor symptoms but can, in extreme cases, cause acute liver failure, is currently on the rise, with an increase in cases of 39% between 2011 and 2012. Undercooked pork is thought to be one of the reasons for the increase, with the majority of cases in the UK related to the genotype carried by British pigs. Rochdale in Greater Manchester has become the latest council to consider banning takeaways from opening near schools in a bid to tackle childhood obesity. Other ideas include free swimming lessons, healthier school meals, and bizarrely, free transport to leisure centres, which does seem to defeat the object a bit. In March, nearby Salford Council looked at a similar scheme, which would stop fast food establishments in certain areas serving hot food over the counter before 5 p.m. As a new series of The Chicken Shop started on Channel 4, maybe compulsory showings of that might be more effective in putting people off takeaway food. Now, what do you know about co-production? Yeah, well, me neither, until I attended a Health and Wellbeing Board meeting this week. It's not a chance to sit next to Steven Spielberg, but it is about users and communities improving outcomes by contributing to public services. There are experts on almost anything out in the community, so I guess trying to use some of that knowledge constructively definitely makes sense. A lot of it has been going on for years, but probably hasn't been recognised. Again, involving service users in the services provided fits into Grandad's state in the bleeping obvious box, but it's amazing how often it doesn't happen. So hats off for a local CCG for giving it a go at a recent event and coming up with the conclusion that the public don't trust politicians or public service managers to make the correct decisions, which is a bit harsh in some cases, but definitely food for thought. Be interesting to see how it develops as an approach. In an attempt to take over more of the world, search engine giant Google have announced that they had set up a new company to tackle health issues related to ageing. The company will focus on life-threatening diseases and problems affecting mental and physical agility. It's not the first time the company have looked to get involved in health. Google Health, which provided consumers with a way to store their medical records online, closed down in 2011 after three unsuccessful years. Perhaps they could also look into stress at work and why my Google Calendar refuses to talk to my Mac one. It's Health and Safety Gone Mad! More in our occasional series of health and safety being used as the excuse to stop everyday activities. And this week, it's ice cream toppings. Yes, I kid you not. Reported to the Health and Safety Executive's Mythbuster panel this week was the case of the member of staff in a cafe who refused to put sauce on a customer's ice cream for health and safety reasons. Well, we couldn't let that one go without doing a bit of investigation. And amazingly, it seems it's been an issue for a few years. As long ago as 2005, Morelli's Gelato refused to pour sauce over its cones in case customers slipped on spilled toppings, serving them in separate containers instead. Maybe a little training on hitting the ice cream and not the floor might solve the problem. Oh, and a floor mop always comes in handy. Fancy a go on a bouncy castle? Preferably before all that ice cream. Well, not so fast if you haven't got 20/20 vision, after a bouncy castle operator banned children wearing glasses on, you've guessed it, health and safety grounds, as their glasses could cause an issue. OK, let's put that one to the test. This is me with glasses, this is me without. Enough said. Finally this week, great supporters as we are of all things social media, we were more than a little alarmed to see a tweet from DEFRA, which pointed out, yes, being shot at should still be definitely reported to the police. Don't think anyone should be wrestling with the difficult task of getting your message across in less than 140 characters at a time like that, eh? That's it for another 7 days. Now, what should we have for dinner? No, don't you start. I've got a nice box of veg here. Oh, Stanley, have a look at this one. Doesn't that just look like a...
Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 feet long or even more. It's
I'm a public health professional. Get Me Out of Here is written, produced and presented by Pete Hill for Jigsaw PSPH. Comments made are personal and do not relate to any other organisation. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons licence. Any unauthorised reproduction for personal gain is strictly prohibited.
Oh, I've never seen one as big as that before.